Just check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at the COVID-19 cases we have in our immediate tri-state area as of yesterday afternoon in Litchfield County, Falls Village, none, Canaan 5, Cornwall 6, Kent 7, Norfolk 11, New Milford 271, Salisbury 12, Sharon 14, and Torrington 504. Dutchess County, they still don't have their numbers posted. The Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health has received a large amount of new data that is currently being verified. That information will be updated to us as soon as possible. Meanwhile, in Columbia County, as of 4 p.m. yesterday, they've had 37 residents that have passed away from COVID-19. Columbia County has received a total of 6,470 PCR test results with 407 confirmed positive cases. There are 35 active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County. 336 of the 407 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 11 of the positive cases are hospitalized. None of those hospitalized are in ICU at this time. They received 1,677 antibody results, of which 154 were positive. Meanwhile, in the Bay State, there were no new COVID-19 deaths. The state rolled back one confirmed case of the virus in the Berkshires that was reported on Wednesday and announced 46 new deaths, now totaling 7,454 statewide. Meanwhile, the State Department of Public Health reported that there were 267 new confirmed cases for a statewide total of 104,156. In a video you can see at CATV6.com in the Vimeo link under the Canaan meeting, Railroad Days will not be held this year following deliberations by the Board of Selectmen in North Canaan. They announced their regular meeting that plans for Railroad Days have been canceled due to the COVID-19 virus. The first selectman said that the decision to cancel the highly anticipated event was difficult, but it was necessary. One possibility that came up would be to organize a fireworks display sometime in October. Out of Millerton, New York, this story, the Gordon Keeler Appliance Store has been sold on Century Boulevard. It's located at 3 Century Boulevard in Millerton. Well, the building on Century Boulevard will no longer serve as a storefront to the longtime appliance store, once Campbell & Keeler. Its owner, Gordon Keeler, has assured customers he will still continue to meet their needs as he runs business from his home. You can reach him for service, repair, and other appliance-related work at 518-789-4813. That's from Caitlin Lyle in the Millerton News. Continuing on with another story that is in the Millerton News, the USA Project plans a virtual summer benefit this summer. According to its programming to suit the new normal during the coronavirus outbreak, the Wasaic Project is holding fast to its commitment to nurturing artistic community. In its press release, it said it's created and securing the community's access to the arts. In addition to moving its program online, the Wasaic Project has shifted its 12th annual summer benefit to a virtual platform, inviting the community to help celebrate the organization's 12th year of operation. For more on the virtual summer benefit on the web, wasaicproject.org. An anchor man was taken to Columbia Memorial Health on Tuesday afternoon following a one-car accident in Gallatin. State Police Information Officer Aaron Hicks said George Mataloni, 57, sustained minor injuries in that accident that occurred on Route 82. Ancrum firefighters and community rescue were dispatched to the crash by Columbia County 911 at about 3:56. Well, the furloughs are beginning in Columbia County. Columbia County employees have begun partial and full furloughs in a countywide effort to reduce payroll and avoid layoffs. 31 employees were approved to take one or two summer months off as part of the county's voluntary full furlough program, which is estimated to save the county over $81,000. Employees approved for the voluntary summer furloughs are not subject to the county's mandatory 13-day furlough, which went into effect on Monday, and that's projected to save the county $1.5 million. That story came from HudsonValley360.com. New York State is reducing COVID-19 testing requirements for nursing home employees, citing declining infection rates in the elderly care facilities hit hardest during the pandemic. County Executive Mark Molinaro in Dutchess County signed a local emergency order waiving local regulations and requirements that could cause a potential burden or delay for local establishments to expand outdoor dining space. The executive order will also aid in local efforts to provide access to municipal-owned land, including sidewalks, streets, and more, continuous to a licensed establishment in coordination with a local municipality. County Executive Molinaro's full order can be found online at duchessny.gov. There is a sitting coming up today at the Clock Tower in Sharon. It will happen at 3:30. A peaceful protest will be held at the Clock Tower. Masks are required and safe social distancing will also be in practice. Parking is limited, so please be careful where you park. A wake will be held for Dennis Taganelli. That'll happen on Friday night from 5 till 8 at the Newkirk Funeral Home in Canaan, Connecticut. The burial for Dennis will take place June 13th at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Church in Canaan, Connecticut. A 50 limit capacity at the church. Others are welcome to stand outside the church or wait by the cemetery. Coming up on Friday, the second of the Hotchkiss Library's annual summer book signing will be held virtually, and it will feature David Camp, author of Sunny Days. More information and tickets are available for this virtual experience at hotchkisslibrary.org. A note from the Sharon Pancake Breakfast: they are coming back due to COVID-19. They haven't been able to hold their Pancake Breakfast fundraiser for the ambulance squad, but this Sunday they will be doing so in a drive-up style. A Pancake Breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse for $7. You'll receive a to-go breakfast of pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, bacon, and sausage. Unfortunately, they can't go indoors, but if you'd like to pre-order, you can call early at speak to Betsy at 860-364-0663. Please wear a mask to pick up the food and socially distance while you're waiting. They will take cash or credit cards. They now have Square, and no one is allowed inside the firehouse. They will be running up and down the stairs for you, so please be patient with people as they get your food to you. As it's a fundraiser, if you'd like to help but don't want breakfast with pancakes, well, why, you can buy one and donate it to the staff at Sharon Hospital. They'll keep track of this and deliver to them. They can help the Sharon Hospital group as they get off work from the night before. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,989.99. It was down 282.31 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 10,020.35. It was up 66.59. And the S&P 500 starts off today at 3190.14. It was down 17.04 yesterday. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.